Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday, January the 5th, 2026. Hey, got that right. 15 minutes past the hour. It's another week here at WGH Talk, and boy, what an interesting weekend it was this past weekend. Now, I think we are going to have a guest here momentarily who we can talk with about all of the issues and news and happenings that happened this past weekend in the world. What a weekend it was. You know, I don't know. I got up Saturday morning, and it almost seemed as if, I don't want to say the world had changed, because that might be a little too strong, but certainly some things had changed in the world, to be sure. Now, I hope you're having a great Monday morning wherever you are. I assume a lot of people, after the Christmas and New Year's holidays, are headed back to work today, headed back to school today after having a couple weeks off. That's always a little bit of a rough day getting back to work and school. Although, when I was out this morning, I did see a school bus, but not a whole lot of cars on the road. So I guess that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. I imagine what you're talking about is the war with Venezuela right now.
Well, I am. But I think I have a guest coming. So give me about 5 minutes so I can see if the guest is coming. And then if not, we'll just start taking phone calls.
Okay,
thank you. All right. Yeah, we might have a guest coming. We were kind of late getting things started here this morning. And I'll explain that in the second hour. The second hour this morning, we will leave open for phone calls, because I'm interested to get everybody's take on what's going on locally and in the world. But I do believe we have a guest coming up here momentarily, hopefully within the next 5 minutes, and we'll talk about what's going on in the world, which obviously is what the caller was referring to there. You know, it certainly is on everybody's mind. And then we'll also get to talk about what's going on in the studio here, which I hope will be a much better situation by the time the 9 o'clock hour comes this morning. And, I don't want to get into that because that's a long story, but an interesting story nonetheless. Now, I do want to thank the Marion Star, by the way. The Marion Star did a very nice story on the front page of the paper on Friday. Marion radio station, WMRN, celebrates 85 years on the air. And they ran a picture on Friday, which I really appreciated. Now, this picture is from December of 2007. So this picture is about 19 years old at this point. But it was the last time this group of radio pioneers ever got together. And to be honest with you, I don't know that they had ever gotten together, all of them, one place, one time. But they did on this date. It was December of 2007. It was, let's see here, Bob Bender, Terry Cole, Buford Russell, George Yoakum, Mayor Jack Kellogg, Jeff Ruth, myself, Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Madge Cooper, Joe Ione, Tom Wagner, and Ruth Peters. And that picture, I don't believe, has ever been run anywhere. And it was run on the front page of the Star last Friday. So I hope everybody got a chance to get that newspaper, not only for the picture, but for the article that was attached to it, because the article is really, really great, talking about the history of WMRN. You know, it's not a long article because you only have so much area in a newspaper to fill, but it's a strong article in that it does give you the basics of the history of WMRN and basically broadcasting in Marion. You know, at this point, WMRN does not do any local programming anymore, at least the AM station, which is where it all started. It does not do any local programming anymore, so we kind of have, except football games. They still do football games, as far as I know. Local football games. But the talk portion of it, which was always the strong portion of it, really does not exist anymore. So, you know, it's nice to hear and see and read this type of an article. And I was also very pleased with people's response to it. I got contacted by a lot of people who were relatives, are relatives, of people in this picture talking about the history of WMRN and the history of broadcasting in Marion and how they would like to see that preserved over, I guess, the next few years. So that's a great thing that people are still out there and wanting to preserve the history of this station and, in general, broadcasting in Marion. Terry Cole's grandson, I believe, has put together a whole website trying to preserve the history. So it's a very nice thing to see that articles like this and this 85th anniversary are spurring people to talk about this and maybe get involved. Well, we might not have our guests this hour. I don't know. We're 21 minutes past the hour now. So I guess we can take the phone calls if you want to discuss what happened in Venezuela. Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. So feel free to call in. Honestly, this whole thing is a little bit of a mess, I think people would say. Now, even if you were for what happened in Venezuela this past weekend, you certainly would have to admit that a lot of people are angry about what happened in Venezuela, which I think that's interesting. There, people were very upset in America about what had happened. Now, if you were not paying attention to this, Venezuela had a very, very, you know, I don't, you know what, maybe we'll take the phone call here and we'll come back to this momentarily. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes.
The Venezuela war we're into now.
Well, is it a war? I don't know if it's a war yet.
Well, it's going to turn out that way. You wait and see. We're going to have boots on the ground. But whatever we're doing over there is not legal, is not right.
Well, before we get into this, explain to the callers your take, our listeners. What happened this past weekend for people who may not have been paying as close attention?
Well, President Trump had the military go in there and seize the ports and the oil fields and kidnap the president. What was her name?
Maduro.
His name Maduro.
Maduro.
Yeah.
Now, we should say that Maduro did have an arrest warrant out for him and that he was a bad guy. He was not, he had not been elected properly for quite some time.
Like that. I mean, he's actively said in 2 months he wants to take Greenland. He also says he wants to take Cuba and Colombia, and there was another country. He says we need Greenland for our national defense. I mean, you can't defend him on Venezuela like that if when he's talking about going into other countries and taking them.
No, and I think if he did try to go into other countries like that, I think it would be a problem.
Well, it should be a problem right now.
Well, here's...
They should be impeaching him now and kicking him out of office.
Well, here's...
But tomorrow, today, it should be started.
Well, here's what I think the problem is. As I was saying, Maduro has not been properly elected. Basically, he's been just staying in power for quite some time now. And
that's not up to us, God.
No, it's not. But
what are we telling China? And Japan, you know, China wants to take Taiwan. You know, and Russia, they, you know, they're after Ukraine, but then they're, you know, if that's what we're doing, then we can't say nothing about them.
Well, and I think
and then he's cut off NATO again.
Well, I think those are the two separate issues here. I don't think anybody is upset that Maduro is out of power. And we have overthrown dictators before. I mean, we did it.
He's out of power. They've kidnapped him. He's not there. How can he be in power if they kidnap him?
Well,
I don't know where he's at, but he's not in Venezuela no more.
Right, but I'm trying to be fair on this because I don't necessarily know that we kidnapped him. We certainly captured him, but there was an arrest warrant out for...
Trump said, one of the reporters, you know, said, talking about this one lady that said, we kidnapped him, and Trump said, well, yeah, you might say that.
Well, if I did not see that, but here's what I guess I'm trying to get to. Here seems to be the talk that I see. Was Maduro a bad guy? Yes. Was he a dictator?
Is Donald Trump a bad guy? Yes.
Well, but it was...
We got two bad guys running two countries.
Right, but let me make
every
a point.
Every time I say that Trump is Hitler-like, you know, people want to say, oh, no, you can't compare him to Hitler. Well, take it, wanting to take these countries over and more than one. Now, that kind of sounds like Hitler, don't it?
Well, here's, and this
what's
is the
happening to all these people that were sending out this country? Does anybody know?
Well, this is the difference, I guess.
A lot of people in Germany didn't know that they was killing the Jews and stuff either.
Well, I guess this is the difference I'm trying to get to, is that, okay, was Maduro a bad guy? Yes. And taking him out of power, and I guess he will be in a Manhattan courtroom today, I don't think most people have a problem with that. I don't even think the Democrats necessarily
have a problem with that. That's not up to us. Why don't we kidnap Putin? There's a bad guy right there.
Well,
the leader of North Korea. Why don't we kidnap them?
Well, I think the reason is that there have always been bad guys. And I want to go back to Saddam Hussein long before Trump.
We pick on the little guy, not the big guy.
Well,
we're just like a bully.
Well, we know what's obtainable and what's not obtainable. And I don't think us going into Russia would be obtainable. I don't think us going into North Korea would be obtainable. North Korea's got nuclear weapons, and certainly so does Russia. And that's going to be a full-scale war. Obviously, what happened Saturday with Venezuela, 2 days later, we're not in a war with them. But I think the problem is that I don't think anybody has a problem with Maduro being taken out of power, again, because he was not legally in power. He was...
The people in Venezuela should have been the ones that took him out of power.
Right. Well,
that is not up to us.
No, but it is difficult to take a dictator, and that's pretty well what he had become, out of power. Now,
what is our president becoming?
Well, as whether people,
I mean, you can't sugarcoat it.
Well, I'm not.
It was not right. He was a bad guy, but didn't Trump just pardon? Who was it? He got sentenced. And he was a leader of some country for drugs. And Trump,
yes.
I forget his name, and Trump pardoned him.
There are some inconsistencies there. But here's the point. This is what I think is the important part here. Okay, Maduro's out of power. That's done. We're not going to unding that bell. The problem that people are having a problem with, the Democrats, people on social media, people all over the world, is that our president has said we are going to run Venezuela. Now, I don't know how you do that. I don't know what law that falls under. And
well, whoever starts running the country again, president, whatever you want to call him, if they don't kiss Trump's ass, they'll be gone. So technically, we are going to run the country. That leader has to do our bidding or else. So isn't that kind of running the country?
Well, no, I think we have said we're going to run Venezuela for a period of time.
He didn't say we're going to put boots on the ground and run the country. But we're going to run the country. You just wait and see.
But
we just didn't do this to go in there and, okay, bye. We got the bad guy. We're leaving. Bye.
Well, that's the problem. Now once we get past, nobody's going to argue that Maduro should have stayed in power. I think people are okay with that. Apparently, we did not have any casualties. That's very good.
And Trump said we're taking the oil.
Yeah, he's honest about it.
Our oil companies knew about this, what was going to happen before, and now they know after.
Right, but here's the problem, and this is where people should have a problem. How does a country like the United States just say that we are going to take over Venezuela and run it for an undisclosed amount of time? You're not supposed to do that. That's not what you do.
No.
Venezuela is a sovereign nation. You can't do that.
We let Trump get by with everything. And it's about time that the Republicans grow a dang spine and do what's right for United States.
Well,
and what's right for United States is getting rid of his ass.
Right, but what you just said is exactly why we are not a dictatorship like Venezuela, because we do have a Congress that could do something. We do.
Could they do anything?
But they could.
What was this guy done all the years?
Right, but they could. They still have
they
the power.
Could, but we might as well not, because Trump's going to pressure them and get MAGA to want to come after him and kill him.
Right,
so,
but
what is that?
Right, but
that's what a dictator does.
Yeah, well, but that's on the Congress and the Senate. The reason they don't move, I don't understand. And if they want to lay back and let the president do what... You know, the president of the United States, no matter who it's been, is going to do what they want to do up to the point that Congress and the Senate will stop them. And for some reason, this Congress and this Senate do not stop anything.
Because they're afraid of Trump's retaliation.
Well,
you see it.
Well,
with the media. With Kimmel.
But it doesn't stop the media.
And Colbert wanting to take them off the air. Wanting to hang them up and kill them. What they're doing is treason.
Right, but the problem is, yeah, I think the bigger issue is, what in the world are we doing trying to run Venezuela? People have a big problem with this.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's my question. I don't think Maduro being out of power, and I don't think him being arraigned or whatever he's going to be today in a Manhattan court, I don't think anybody's got a big problem with that. I think what they have a big problem with is, why are we moving into Venezuela to run it?
Well, I have a problem with it because it's not right. How you took him, it's up to the Venezuelan people to take back their country. It's not up to us to take their country back for them, and we didn't tell them we're taking it back for them. We're taking it back to put a puppet in there that will do our bidding. We're not doing this for the Venezuelan people because he was such a bad guy and we don't want the Venezuelan people to suffer anymore. No. No, that's not why we did it. So him being in front of court, I have a very, well, problem with. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, I don't know if two wrongs make a right. Matt has been commenting here. Let's get these messages here in, and maybe you have something to respond to this. Okay, let's see here. I don't think the U.S. should be going after world leaders. Leave the international courts or something. We used bombs in Venezuela's capital. We did to seize Maduro, but I don't think that anybody was killed. To my knowledge, I haven't heard of any casualties. And Rubio said something like, if I were in the Cuban government, I'd be concerned after the operation. Well, here's the thing. I most people do not have a problem with Maduro being out, and most people are praising the military for there being no casualties in this operation. The problem is that what should have happened is the government that's supposed to be in place there, because Maduro was also not allowing the government that was supposed to be in place to operate. That government should have taken over.
Yes,
why we are
I don't care.
Why we are taking over, I don't understand.
Saying, because he was taken wrongly. It's not our reason to do it. The people over here, the Congress, and hasn't been talking about doing it. That's like the 100 people's been wanting that ballroom for 150 years. And we even had, I forget who it was, a senator, or, yeah, I think it was a senator, that made some comments about China. Now, do we want to inflame China, too?
Well, I don't think we want to inflame anybody, but I think the problem here is...
No, but when you run your mouth like that, I mean, we ain't going to kick China around like we are going to do with... We're only picking on the countries that can't defend themselves up to our standards. But when you... When it comes to China and their bad guy, or when it comes to Russia and their bad guy, he's a big boy. They kick our ass. We'll go after Cuba. We'll go after Venezuela. We'll go after Greenland because we know we can take them.
Well, this is a problem.
I'll just let somebody else talk.
No, hey, I appreciate your opinion, and I appreciate that you care.
I just
care.
Hope there are other people... are as upset about this like I am.
Well, stay with us. Stay with us. Thank you. All right. And I appreciate the caller's passion. I appreciate it. This is a complicated issue on a lot of fronts because I don't know if anybody really fully understands what has happened. And it's a complicated situation in that Maduro should not have been in power in Venezuela. He was the essence of a dictator. He was not paying attention to any elections going on, and he was just staying in power. Now, that's not good. And he did have an arrest warrant out for himself. So, our people going in and removing Maduro, that's not necessarily unheard of. That would happen. What is confusing to a lot of people is that the president later that morning in his press conference said that the United States was going to run Venezuela for an undisclosed amount of time. Now, we did not overthrow their government. We overthrew their leader, who shouldn't have been there anyway, and we're not at war with them. So why are we taking over their government? Why are we taking over their country? Does anybody understand this? By the way, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, this is where we are this morning. I don't know. It's a mess. We can certainly say that. It's definitely a mess. It's definitely complicated, and, you know, for people who wonder, where's the Congress? Where's the Senate? I guess, where are they? I guess that's just a question we have to ask. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Obviously, a lot of people very upset about this. And as I was saying earlier, social media posts were really prevalent on Saturday when this all happened, and I saw a lot of former military people incredibly unhappy with what was going on. So, you know, here we are. All right, 740-383-9944. 7409844. That's 7403839944. If you have anything to say in regard to what happened in Venezuela this past Saturday morning, feel free to give us a buzz. Now, something I do want to mention, I believe tonight is the first... is it a committee meeting tonight or a full council meeting? I did not get a chance to listen to the news this morning because I was dealing with another problem here. You know what? You want to hear a problem? Here's a problem. Okay, we have been in this studio for 3 years at this particular point. I know this was our third Christmas that we just spent in this studio. And we have a temperature gauge in the studio to know how warm it is in the studio. Now, there have been days when it got fairly warm in the studio. You know, it would make it up to 80, 81, 82 if you have people in here. But when the studio's empty, the hottest I think it's ever been in here is maybe 74, 75, 76, something like that, when it's particularly hot outside. Well, we started to notice late last week, for whatever reason, the temperature when you would come into the studio was up over 80 degrees. It was like 81, 82. And nobody could figure out why this was happening because our vent in the studio is shut off because it's rather warm in a smaller studio. So we just kind of left it at that. Well, nobody was here over the weekend. Nobody's been here since Friday night. And I came in this morning, and when I came in this morning, the temperature in the studio was about 89 degrees. I think it was 88.7 degrees, which is as warm as I have ever seen it in this studio. And I immediately opened up the doors, opened up the outside door, and now I've opened up the window, and just in the 41 minutes since I did that, we have went from 89 degrees to 84.6. So the temperature is definitely dropping, but I have no idea why it has become that warm in this studio. We've been here through 3 winters now, and we've been here on days when it's negative numbers, and never had temperatures like that. And there's nothing covered up in this studio. We have the vent closed off, the heat vent closed off in here, but we haven't changed anything else. I've looked around here to see if we covered up anything. There is no other vent to cover up or anything of that nature. So I have no idea what is causing that problem. Does anybody have any idea what this could be? It's nice that the temperature is going down now. We're almost at 84 even. But I have no idea what has caused or what is causing that. 7403839944. That's 7403839944. Give me a buzz, and maybe you can solve the problem. Did you see the article in the newspaper on Friday about Marion Radio celebrating 85 years? Thought it was a great article, right on the front page of the paper. Okay, what else do we have going on here this morning? At one point, I had a little note here about something. Well, we talked about Venezuela, or are talking about Venezuela at this point. And tonight, the new city council will get together for the first time. I can't remember if it's committee meetings or an actual council meeting. I would guess there would have to be committee meetings before an actual council meeting. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
This is your grandma calling.
Oh, boy.
And who pays your utility bills? Do you guys or the landlord?
Well, the landlord, because the building is set up, they control the heat. I think it's because it's the old city hall, old hospital. So I think the heat is controlled from a central location.
Well, have you called him and told him what's going on? I'm sure he doesn't want to pay those high utility bills.
No, but you know what's interesting? And this is why I think nobody's contacted him, but may have to after today, is that the hallways are fine. And I would guess that the other offices are okay. And I'm not, and we've been, this is our third year here. And
well,
we,
but you said something, you know, they moved in next door, so they did something. And then they've moved, you know, different things have happened there. So you need to call a landlord and tell him what's going on, because he's going to be shocked when he gets his utility bill.
Well, I think you're right. I think it, and no fault on there, the business next door, because I don't think they've realized they've done it. But something obviously happened.
Well, don't wait till the place burns down.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, it was pretty close this morning when I came in here, about 90 degrees. Thank goodness we're back down to 84 at this point.
Well, but he needs to know, or whoever owns the building needs to know that, to have somebody out there checking what's going on.
Yeah, well, this morning, as soon as I get off the air, my first thing was going to be to contact somebody else here at the station who has the direct number.
I hope so, because I'm worried. I'd hate for the damn building to burn down.
Well, what in the world do you think could cause something like that? I mean,
either that or someone, the thermostat, as I don't know. I'm not a repairman.
Well,
I guarantee there's somebody out there can say, well, when they did this and this and this to get ready for the place next door or whatever, they messed up this.
Well, so, yeah, I think that's got to be what it is, because the hallways are fine, and our vent is shut off, and we've been here 3 years. There's no other vents in this place. And
so, are you any kind of friends with the people next door? Ask them if they're having the same problem.
Well, I haven't had a chance to see them yet. I don't think they were in much last week because of New Year's, which is when this issue started.
But I think it's your place, Scott, to call somebody, because that's not right.
No, and I think we are.
Folks blowing out the roof.
Well, and also, last year we had all those days where it was negative degree temperatures, and it was not like that in here.
But see, it's all happened since the people moved in next door. Not them, but somebody made a screw up.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think somebody obviously has done something.
Well, you've got to be the one to speak up, Scott.
I'm going to have to. I'm going
right
to.
Now.
I'm going to have to shake the tree.
Bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, because I'll tell you, you cannot sit in a studio. There would have been no way that I could have sat in here with the studio at 89 degrees and done a show. Thank goodness this just cracking the window with the cool temperatures outside immediately is cooling off everything. Doing it a lot faster than opening the doors did. In any event, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. If you have any heating, cooling suggestions other than call the person who owns the building. If you want to talk about the Venezuelan situation, maybe people are not that riled up about it. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Clearly some people are riled up about it, and clearly some people are not riled up about it. Now, at this particular point with the studio near 90 degrees this morning, that was my main focus. That trumped anything going on locally. That trumped anything going on nationally. It was just a warm morning here in the old studio. Oh, we're about to get in the 83 degree temperature range. So I'm getting happy now that the studio is cooling off. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. And it looks as if maybe we'll have our guest next hour. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I guess is the way it goes. We'll see what happens. If we don't get them next hour, maybe we'll get them as the week progresses. But the new city council will be coming into power tonight and functioning for the first time without Ayers Ratliff or Jason Schauber or Bill Dichtel. They have all now taken their leave as the first of the year has happened. And we have a new group sworn in. So how do you think that's going to go on the whole? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What's you cooking in there, Spears?
Me. It's me. I'm cooking.
Are you up to medium? Are you medium well? Are you medium rare? Where are you at?
I was well done when I came in, but now it's 83.8 in here, so I sit pretty close to the window, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, that's a nice temperature, 83 degrees.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not indoors, but outside, you know, a little breeze blowing, but...
Right, and I can feel the... I bet it's cooler than that in here now because I'm sitting right next... I can feel the cold air coming in, so...
I didn't realize you had a window in there.
We do have a window, yeah. Yeah, but that is such a weird issue, because like I was saying, this was our third year here, and I've been in here on days when it's been negative outside. Now, it's a little warmer in here than it is in the halls, but nothing like that.
I mean, it's notoriously warm in there, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but usually what happens is, if nobody's in here, because we keep the vent off because it is a smaller space, so normally it might be 75, 76. I think that's as warm as I've ever seen it empty. Now, if you cram three or four people in here and you're in here for 5 hours, yeah, then we've gotten up 81, 82. That's happened. But never empty and walking into 89. I don't think I've ever seen 89 with the studio with people in it.
Realistically, you should get a hold of the building owner, just because as a property owner, I would want to know if something like that were going on in my building, because I'm assuming they're responsible for heating the building, and there might be a mechanical issue somewhere that needs addressed.
Well, I think so, because I do know the people when they were putting the place in next door back in the fall. I do know they did some construction, and that's why I was just kind of waiting to talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a complaint, and it's a concern, and I, you know, my tenants hate bothering me with concerns, but I'm like, yo, I would rather you tell me now. Here's one good example that I always give them. I had someone that had a leaky bathroom faucet, just small drip. They didn't think anything about it. They lived there for a few years. They noticed that the board underneath their sink got wet, their vanity got wet, but they didn't think much about it. Well, what was happening is the water was dripping underneath in the floor, and it was rotting the floor, and what would have been a $6 fix that they told us about it became a $600 fix, and we had to rip the vanity out, rip the floor out, rip the subfloor out, replace all of that. So you're being proactive. You're not bothering someone.
Well, and yes, it had been tolerable. I mean, Friday it was a little warm in here, but it was nothing like that. So it was tolerable, but you can't have electronics in a room that's getting up to 89 degrees.
Yeah, that's another major concern, a legitimate concern that you have also. So you're not being a nuisance, you're being proactive.
I know. Well, and that's, I think, what'll happen at this point. But boy, I'll tell you, it was warm. Thank God for the window, and I think I'll leave the window just cracked at this point until they figure out what's going on. And that way the heat will not rise again.
Speaking of proactive versus reactive, I know you're talking to guests next hour.
Maybe at this point.
I'll see you at City Council tonight, but what do you think's going to happen? Any ideas?
Well, no.
Is there going to be any slashes or dashes to the budget?
This is a full council meeting tonight, right?
No, this is a committee.
Okay, it is committee. Okay. That's what I thought. I thought they had to have committees before they would have council.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know, because I was looking at the list of the new committees, and obviously we know we have the three new council people. I'm interested to know what their agenda will be in general. What are these people's agendas? Because
Can they really have an agenda other than doing what the state tells them at this point?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was very interesting that the temporary budget passed 8-1.
I think they just had to do what they had to do, because that last night, I was listening to City Council, the night that we were driving, we stopped in Memphis, and the last hour and a half happened to coincide with Marion City Council, so we clicked it on the Bluetooth, and I was listening, and I listened to Ayers make his plea about downtown Marion, and I think they added the bus, they went ahead and added the bus to it.
Added the bus, yep.
But I heard Twyla Lang say that, you know, basically, I heard in her voice something I've not heard in 2 years, and that was concern. And concern that someone else was going to have control, not her. So what are they going to be able... I mean, I heard it in her voice. And with the downtown Marion thing, she said, the state said 501c3s have to be self-funding. So So, I mean, they've had these conversations. They know the tough calls and cuts that are going to have to be made. You think they're going to start making them, or you think they're going to just, like, wait until April 1st? And then what's up with the county? I was gone for a week, and I come back, and the rest of Marion's burning down.
Well, apparently the county has been deficit spending for some time, and they know what money they have. But I guess they're just at a point now to where there's not any... I think $2 million left in the carryover at this point.
That interview you did with Davis was very eye-opening.
Yeah, I thought so.
Why did he vote for some of these things? And he's like, well, Scott, I just can't tell you what the thinking was. Sir, it was your thinking that we're asking you about. How are you unable to explain that? Or does he just not have to now because he won't be running for re-election?
Well, it's a good question. I don't
know. How can you not explain your own rationalization behind voting? I mean, you can say, I can't speak for the others, but, or did he just put no thought to it and just go vote?
Well, I was trying to figure out what Davis was saying in general, because then later on in the interview, he said that he had seen this coming for a while.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't know anything about the budget in almost 3 years. He's in year four now. So, and Kevin Davidson, who had been in office for less than a year, knew more about the budget than him. And these are the people that we are electing. And then, I mean, bless your heart, I know what you were doing. You're asking who he's going to endorse. Well, let's listen to whoever he endorses and not vote for them. Because we shouldn't have voted for him in the first place, obviously.
Well, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what exactly is going on the Marion political scene. Because there are certain politicians that people don't like, and that's always been the case. But there is something systemically going wrong. If it's going wrong in the county, and it's going wrong in the city, and it's happening at the same time...
Who runs everything?
Well, I mean, yes, the...
And who's ran the county commissioners for years? I think Josh Daniels was the last Democrat, wasn't he?
Dan Russell.
Okay.
Dan Russell.
So how long has that been, though?
2016.
Okay. So a decade...
Yeah, a decade now. But mm-hmm. But the issue is I mean, you have to understand that eventually you're going to run out of money. And
we just put $2 million into the courthouse.
Well, this is what I don't understand. And I asked Dr. Davis, and he did not... I mean, I think he gave an honest answer. I said, well, why in the world, if you saw this coming for a while, would you spend $10,000 on this party in the park? And he said,
I can't explain the thinking behind that, Scott.
Well, he said it was a valid point.
Yep, valid point. Next question, right?
Well, but
But he's the good time county commissioner. He's the one that wants to throw the parties and kiss the babies and shake the hands. And once he realized that there's not actually... buckets that you have to do all of the jobs, I think he realized that he doesn't want this job anymore. And I honestly believe that he would quit if we didn't see him as a quitter, if there wouldn't be public scrutiny added to it. That's why he was so willing to resign and take the economic development job. I mean, he was even all for that. He was willing to take the job that he knew we didn't have the money to pay for. And everybody was wondering where the $1 million from the solar farm went that went to the county. They used it for debt stabilization. Well, we didn't have any idea that their debt or their spending was this bad.
Well, that's a question, and apparently it had been worse in previous years. So
I can't believe the numbers that Kevin Davidson gave, the increases in spending.
Well, and here's the thing now about downtown Marion. I mean, I don't even think the city can have that conversation now because the county has defunded them.
Well, Twyla Lang said the words came out of her mouth that people will go back and listen. And it's unfair that they're not just telling Alan this in plain language. Twyla Lang said it came out of her mouth. The state of Ohio told her all 501c3s, that's a nonprofit, which is downtown Marion, need to be self-funded. That means they are not going to allow us to contribute one dime to them.
Right,
they need to tell Alan that. They need to say, this is what the state said, so Alan can stop holding hope that April or March 1st or April 1st or whenever there's going to be a check sent his way, because there's not.
But I don't think
that's not fair to him.
Even if the city could or did.
The county hasn't.
The county hasn't, and the county has said they're not going to.
Right.
So I don't think it would be a possibility anyway, because I think that $50,000 would go for the things to run downtown Marion, not somebody's salary.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's unfortunate. And you know what was interesting?
It is, but it's what's more unfortunate is that they will not be honest and tell him. And listen, I'm glad he's losing his funding, but I don't think it's fair that they won't just come out and tell, well, the county did, but I don't think it's fair that the city won't just come out and say, we are not allowed to fund you. Blame it on the state. Say it, because the man deserves the answer.
Well, you know what? I have seen arguments recently about this whole idea of there have been no layoffs in the city. You know, I think you've been on vacation, but I ran into a guy over the holidays whose wife worked for the city. Now, she no longer works for the city. And I said, he said, well, his wife got laid off. And I said, well, I didn't think there were any layoffs in the city. And he said, well, they basically went to her and said, you know, you're going from 40 hours a week to 10 hours a week. So that's what's going to happen, and you can do what you want. Now, that's not really all that voluntary. And what
we call that in human resources schedule manipulation. We'll just mess with your hours until you quit.
And she did quit. And now she's already got another job, and she's happy, and, you know, onward and upward. But that's what they're considering voluntary layoffs. So that's not really an accurate statement when you say nobody's been laid off. Their hours were certainly hacked by over 50%.
Well, it looks good and sounds good, doesn't it?
I don't know. We may not have a guess.
Well, it doesn't look good or sound good. It doesn't look as bad. How's that?
It doesn't look as bad. You know what? We may continue the conversation next hour, so stay tuned.
Talk to you later, Scott.
All right, we'll be back after the break.
Sometime, and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid.